Blog Talk Radio.
See, it says this one doesn't work. See? Mommy, this one doesn't work. You know this?
Kim, Beecham Live. The new online radio show for the independent artists starting this Monday through Friday at 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. So if you have talent and want to express yourself, please join us each night at www.blogtalkradio.com/Kim Beecham Live. Then join us on the Miss Bonita Radio Network for Acapella Hall. Your host, Kim Beecham. Join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Miss Bonita Show each week at 7:30. Yes, join us. Hope to see you. Come let people know where you will be. Brought to you by hashtag Team Kim Trouble. Kim Dog. Come join us.
Welcome, everybody. This is your girl, Kim Beecham. Welcome to Kim Beecham Live, Monday Night Hip Hop. Yes, we had a great weekend this weekend with Miss Bonita. You know, everything was chill. We had a good time. So, you know, let me get ready to start some music as we always do. Yes. Like I said, this weekend, I had a great weekend. I was with Miss Bonita out in Delaware at the monthly mistletoe. We had a great time. I met some great people. We had a lot of fun, a lot of talent, different things going on in the world. You know, the establishment was fun. It was great. It was big. Things were popping. We had our vendors in the house doing their filling. And, you know, I saw some nice people that were good. But I got a little upset, so, you know, I found myself dirty, which brings me to, you know, nice question and all like that. That was when I had, you know, coming up short. You know, I want to know what people think about this question. There's a lot of different scenarios and, you know, different stuff, ways that you can counteract, you know, and face things at times. But yes, my name is Kim Beecham. This is Monday Night. We might even talk about this show, the reality show. We're talking about the reality show and then the final episode and then what's the reality show. You know, I really don't get into a whole bunch of reality shows. Sometimes I watch them a little bit. I can't get into it because I look at these people on the phone and give them my money. They want TV. Some of the things you can see. And some of the ways in how they act, son, that I can't use it. I'm going to make some things. I'm going to be married because you said, how old am I? I'm going to be good. So, you know, this is what it is. Check it out. And we come. Just know that the Lord will take home. I can hear what you're going on, but I need to read you to start it off. I'm sitting here reading, so I'll get dressed and stuff. Day one week, first day, we're going to try to go in, get the work done, and do what I need to do, to discuss other things that I have to do as well. So, you know, I want to trap myself inside. Then I think I want to get the picture on today. And that's how I'm going to do it with the hip-hop. We don't have time to get the hip-hop. We're gonna get into the question. And I'm letting you know, you had like. And when you got there, you heard another performer speak one of your songs. What would you do? That is the question. That is the question that you now hear more often. Let me ask you this. There's a question. And that person, the artist, is looking at what and rhythm. So, you know, what would you do if you heard this? And how would you respond? And how would you react? You know, you have that for you. If you've been sitting on approximately 5 years, and the irony experience that song. At a particular time when you ask the person how might they, you know, come up with new versions of music to be used to fix the lyrics to find or do whatever it is that you think is fun. But if you come to your iPod, you hear the name, that type of, you know, violence is getting going there. But, you know, you don't know this person. You don't know. It's the actual music was. It was something very old, old, old music. It's supposed to be focusing right about the same time that I'm doing it. And, you know, the voice, you know, I don't know. That's what this is about. And that's for you to engage and you to share some light upon. And for you to, you know, give some resolution. And, like I said, I'm going to get into some tricks and discussions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. We're going to figure it out. Got to figure it out. Figure out where I need to start it. And my hip-hop people, Mr. New Young, and I want to put him. Or would you act accordingly and just find out, you know, the least that you find out what you see coming out with you act cool? Okay? Good. So right now, I need to say something more. I'm fading it down out because I want to play this now. So here we go, y'all. It's midstream because, you know, I'm trying to be Miss DJ. So we're going to get the metal, you know, the levels right so we can talk. and I can go on and do some announcements before we allow the lines to be opened up for you guys to give your answer, to give your take on the question that we posed. What would you do? I want to know. I really want to know. Since we're talking about Christmas, the new movie Almost Christmas has been released. It is out. I recommend you go see it. And, you know, I want to send a shout-out to some of the people last night that was in Dover, Delaware at Bubba's. DJ Blackout, my girl Miss Benita, my girl Miss Levon, Hollywood Kevin in the house. My girl in the back that was at the shop with us before we even got to the event, getting her hair done, Miss Vendor, who gave me my peace treaties leave when I was leaving. The can, the instant can for the car. I thank you. I got to get your name. I keep forgetting your name. I'm bad on names. You should already know that. But you know who I'm talking about, girl. I see you often. I'm going to get that skull head from you. I do like that skull head, and I will sit it on the shelf. Thank you, sis. You know, that it was bad. It was like the candy sculptures, you know, and it was for incense and stuff like that, different oils. And it was really pretty. So, you know, they had it decked out in a ceramic mold. So, you know, shout out to you, girl. Keep doing your hustle. All right. Since I got the levels right. Since you're talking about that, okay. Back to DJ Blackout. Young man did his thing last night. But youngin, I'm going to give you a quote from the movie. I think I got dildos older than you. So, shout out to you. Big ups. You know, you did a great job, phenomenal job. You know, enjoy what you do and keep doing it to the best of your abilities. Yes. You know, everybody's still kind of a little stressed out kind of over these elections, you know. They're still tripping out everywhere. You know, that's unnecessary. It's nothing you can do about it at this point. All you got to do now is, you know, do what you're supposed to be doing out there. And you'll be good, you know. Follow, keep your eyes open, keep your head up. You'll be all right, you know. Yay, it is. You know. Oh, yeah. Before I went to Delaware, I have to give a shout-out and commend our mayor here, Ms. Finette Anderson. Also in attendance was my boy Big C, Andre D., West Hampton mayor, my big brother. He was in attendance as well. It was well represented, truly well represented. We had a ball, but I guess this one is going to go off. So I'm going to find you something else Christmassy here. So I'm going to keep talking while I find something else Christmas for you. Okay, we got the New Year on there. Something else that I like. This my girl. Y'all going to like her too. Yeah, I know you're going to like her. Everybody likes her. This chick is bad. She all that. Yes, she is. I ain't going to say nothing yet. I'm going to get her up. And then, yep, here we go. We're going to bring this in. Yeah, we're going to bring it in. Hopefully they don't give you none of that. That's not what I said. Here we go. Yes, that's what I was searching for. See, here we go with that. Disney commercials and stuff like that. But, okay, here we go. Here we go. Y'all ready? Here she go, my girl. Miss Lettucey. Give love on Christmas Day, y'all. But, yes, back to the parade. It was well represented. The people of Willowboro came out. We had our brothers from the Lodge at Foster's. We had the 4914 out in full effect. You know, Commander Larry Williams and the Ladies Auxiliary, they had that float out there. It was also represented by our high school, the Willowboro, you know, their marching band. It was awesome. Everybody was in uniform. And then I also seen Pastor Scotton out there, First Lady Scotton as well. It was awesome seeing everybody come together. The whole caboose and trail and train that was heading down JFK to Levitt, to MLK, and then off to Rancocas and into our Mill Creek Park where we honored our vets. It was awesome. You know, they had vendors out there with nice giveaways. The U.S. Army was out there. There was one of our representatives that came out there giving people things. We even had our dogs out there that go out and do things and helping our communities. Our K-9 unit was out there, and they had their paraphernalia, you know. We got to support, you know. I got to look at my time because I do want to get into this question. Well, I want to leave time for us to get into it, you know. And I, you know, I just don't want to get into it myself, but if I must, then I know. As my girl said, give some love, y'all. Bang, Lettucey. Hi, Lettucey. I would like to be able to sing a song with you, but this might be my only way to do a duet, so. Dang, but I don't want to mess up your song because you do such a beautiful job. You don't need my help at all. Yes. Yeah, no, I'm just in the doggy now. Ow! Dang! I can't even talk because that is who's singing. Ow! You want to pick that song for me to have to talk over? Bad job. King Kim Trouble, y'all got to do better because I love Madison. Yes. Yes. Thank you, y'all. Y'all gave me something to just like sit and meddle out on. I had to listen to that. That's the bomb. That's my girl and I love her. My girl and I love her. Girl and I love her. Yes. Sing, Lettucey. Yes. Give love on Christmas Day from Miss Lettucey. All right. I do have something else up my sleeve for you, too. So, you know, I do. So I'm going to do that one as well. And see, this one, basically, it's not going to be that bad. Okay? Not going to be that bad. I won't spaz out. We won't be able to talk about it. But as I said, the question was, if you were scheduled to perform somewhere with some other people, it was, you know, an independent artist with you, and before you performed, one of the performers happened to use one of the same tracks as you, but, you know, you wasn't using it that night, you know, but still, it was a track that you familiarized yourself with some years ago, and for it to surface up, somewhat close to around the time that you're planning on doing things with it and stuff, you find somebody else at that same performance with it, how would you respond? How would you react? Because they're the person that brought this track with them to perform upon. So how would you respond? How would you react? Would you go get a girl and walk up on the stage and shut stuff down? You know, me, that's not my approach. You know, I don't think that's cool. I've never been that type of person to have to, you know, do like that. But, you know, but then you have some people that would go up there and say, hey, disturb the whole show and turn stuff out. But that's not proper. If you plan on being a successful entertainer, you have to be on your P's and Q's, know your business. When you're in the studio, you got to get to know about different programs that these producers use. And a lot of these, you know, programs are paid programs that are frequent, that they all use. So you are, and you may find it a custom that they have the same track. So if you have the same track and they all are producers with the same tracks and the same loops and stuff like that, you might find yourself in that situation. But I don't know how often, you know, that comes about, you know, within your two people, you know, with the same kind of head. I don't know. But it's okay. You live, you learn. So here we go. Let's just put this on. But me, as the individual I am, I would not do that. I would not interfere with a person's performance because that person really had no clue, didn't have any idea about what's going on. You can't do that. You know, you're allowed to go on, but you do your research and you go within your resources and you find out what's going on. So once you do all that, you know, you'll be good to go. So I want to hear from my girl. I see my sister Cree on the line. Cree? Oops, I see that you're gone off the line. Oh. She was just on the line. I don't know what happened. So, yeah, okay. All right, but like I was saying, I would not do that. She didn't, you know, she was innocent on the thing, but you have to find out what these producers basically are using. If they are a program that they're using, basically nobody can use them. They're loops whatsoever that they put into, and they do that. But you have to find out, like I say, exactly if they sat down there and went instrument to instrument and built you a track, or they got your keyboards, they started with, you know, the whole process. They started out with your percussion or whatever it is that you're using, the 505, the 808, or whatever it is. Then you build it. That's basically about the only way that you're going to find yourself with a original beat. But most of the things now, you have a lot of loops that people are doing. Okay, I see this one. I see that number one here. If basically you would like to comment or share what you would do, all you have to do is press that number one. And when you press that number one, you'll be able to, you know, access the line, and I'll let you, you know, go on and say what it is that you want to say. You know. Then, yes. Let me see this chat feature. Let me see, the chat feature's not. Okay, I'm trying to chat as watch right here. Open moderator to chat. Moderator chat. Okay. I don't know what that means, but I'm just clicking buttons. So, yeah. Let's see if this works. The chat works. All right, I've clicked the chat. So, those of you that are on the phone, I see you. 5277, I see you. Okay, let me see what else is here. I see you. 7215. I see you, 2116. Okay, yeah, I see you. I see you out there. So like I said, if you would like to comment on what would you do, you know, you can't, you know, if you're going to listen in, I would like for you to, you know, participate. We can have you participate a little bit. That's what it's about. You know, we want to know what you would do. Because like I say, me, I would find out what was going on and do my research. If it was something truly that had been stolen or infringed upon, or something that I had did, then, you know, I would get in contact with my lawyers and see what they say, let them see about the case, and then we see where we go from that. And then they will proceed with some type of litigation. If it's a valid case, then you should proceed with it. You know, the legal way of going about it, you can call legal aid or some format and just tell them what your disposition is. And they may be able to guide you to the right resource. I'm telling you, most of all, you're going to need some type of entertainment lawyer that will be best to help out with your case and your cause. You know, that will be your best resource of what to do. You know, I wish I had my sister Cree's song so that way I can find it, so that way I can play her song as well. Okay. Yeah, one user is on here. We need other people's. Yes, the chat room is open. If you would like to chat, we can chat as well. That's something new. You know, so yeah, while it's here, I want to hear from you. What would you do if you went somewhere and you heard somebody with a track that you intended on? We're going to give it a twist. What if you had intended on using that particular track that evening? Would you still go forward and perform off of it? Or
Would you, you know, be upset? Would you leave? You know, what would be your recourse? You know, I'd like to know that as well, too. You know, because we're all human, and we all have failures, and like in human nature, certain things, sometimes things happen that's beyond our control. And with that being said, you know, we you know, can't tell people what to do, how to feel, and different things like that. So we're going to get ready to get into, let me see, I'm looking for, what I am looking for is under two, Tippity Hawk, as I said. So in hip-hop, let's see, what hip-hop can we play? Let's see, what about, get off of that, somebody, let's see, y'all like, okay, what? Here we go, let's see what's happening with them. I don't know that. Let me stop. I posed the question. I gave you my answer about what I would do. I would do my research, and I would check out the situation and make sure that I wouldn't, you know, cause more problems instead of what, you know, need be. But like I said, if you do have a valid case and someone has ripped you off, as they have done commonly in the business, it's always been going on. It's not the first. You're not the first, and you're not going to definitely won't be the last. So, you know? You got to do what you got to do. Get you an attorney. And if called, then pursue the issue. We get ready in the show. We getting ready. Yes, join me tomorrow night as I come up with another thing. I think tomorrow night we got temple music. It's where we play house gospel. So we join us tomorrow. Thank you. You know, my name is Kim Beecham, and I want to for joining and for calling in to the after show, Hip Hop Mondays. Yeah, I know I play Christmas music, but hey, it's in the season. I had to change up. I couldn't be all hard and different things like that, where, you know, I get to be all wild and stuff like that, and I don't wild out. So we want to thank you for listening in. Kim Beecham Live, your girl Kim. You know, join in with me. Come in some nights and we can have a wild time. I like it when people come into the show with me. And, you know, I really do. You know, it's awesome because, you know, it's fun. The people and stuff like that, calling in and how we correspond and back and forth, the live interaction. I thank you. I'm on our way out, y'all. All right.
Kim Beecham Live, the New Online Radio Show. for the independent artists, starting this Monday through Friday at 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. So if you have talent and want to express yourself, please join us each night at www.blogtalkradio.com/KimBeecham Live. Then join us on the Miss Bonita Radio Network for Acapella Hall. Your host, Kim Beecham. Join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Miss Bonita Show each week at 7:30. Yes, join us. Hope to see you. Come let people know where you will be. Brought to you by hashtag Team Kim Trouble. Kim Dog. Come join us.
Good night. We'll see you next week. Thank you.